Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Steve Forbes, one of the great Americans of our time, the chairman, editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, author of Reviving America. That's an outstanding book, folks. I encourage you to find. He along with Elizabeth Ames, have delivered another great book. And so, Steve, congratulations on that. I know that's available.
Thank you. And, Jim, I bet you not, I wonder how many of your listeners know that lead-in music you just had was Tommy Tucker.
Yeah.
High Heel Sneakers.
Good for you, Steve. Well done. See, folks, he's a very accomplished person with many interests. How about that? Good for you, Steve. Thanks for being my sit-in DJ on that one. Hey, Steve, when we had the 08 election, I said that election would be where we would decide if America has crossed the Rubicon. And then when we had the 12, I said, okay, this election right here, this is the one is going to be where we determine, you know, if we put Obama back in and he continues the anti-business rhetoric another 4 years, surely this is where we cross the Rubicon. But I'll tell you, Steve, I'm keep moving the lines because I'm ever hopeful, but surely 2016 is the Rubicon election.
Well, it is. And I remember when the 2012 turned out the way it did, you and others were just hoping, how can we minimize the damage of the next 4 years and before we can correct the course of the ship? And you see it. I mean, their assault on the freedom of the Internet, turning it over to the Russians and the Chinese.
Yeah.
I mean, that's huge.
It's unbelievable.
And all the other things they're doing on energy and
turning the Internet and internally turning the Internet into a utility.
Yes. And they've got the big banks turned into a utility. Everything that means something in this economy, they're determined to put their claws in. And you see it in the vague way they write regulations.
Steve, how about when they assaulted the franchise industry? One of the great inventions of the world, invented right here and produced, developed right here in America, assaulted that great institution, which I consider the franchise concept an American institution.
Well, it's the way for entrepreneurs have freedom to flourish, and while serving we the people. And they want to turn that into a piggy bank for the trial lawyers
and the unions
and to destroy it. So everywhere you look, it's just pillage and plunder, political pillage and plunder. And by the way, in regulations, in addition to the estimated 5,000 federal laws now that you can break, nobody knows quite the number, federal offenses. You have 300,000 federal offenses from regulations passed by the EPA and others. And just one example, do you know if you walk your dog on federal property and your leash, you know, one of those flexible leashes is longer than 6 feet, you've committed a federal crime.
A federal crime.
Federal crime. Man, this is insane. This is insane. And tyranny.
But you know, so Steve, with another 4 years of his reign under the heading of Hillary Clinton, she won't be exactly like him. She'll be different. She might even do two or three things that you and I like. But for the most part, the thing that I'm the most frightened about, and a lot of people are talking about this, is what she'll do to the courts, the federal judges and the Supreme Court judges. Surely, Steve, those are things that cannot be fixed in this century, the damage she can.
Well, no, you've got a generation lost if that happens, and that's why it's so crucial that we work to keep the Republicans in control of the Senate. If the Republicans can keep 51 seats in the Senate, then we can block if she wins. We can block the bad nominees.
But don't you think if she wins, she'll have enough coattails to take the Senate?
Well, that's the danger. Even if she doesn't win, we could lose it. I mean, there are just so many open and contested races.
Last question, Steve. I got to wrap it up. What kind of a president do you think Donald Trump would be?
Well, that's one of the questions he's got to answer. He certainly has the executive ability. The buildings don't go up just by giving a speech, so he knows how to get things done. He's got to convey that this will be a team effort. Yes, he'll be the number one, but it's got to be a team effort. That's why that list, Jim, that he put out the other day of 11 Supreme Court justices, he's got to do more of that.
Right.
And show that it's about the country, not just him.
Don't you think his VP pick would be good, too? Are you on his short list for a VP, Steve?
No, and I'm not sure you are either, sadly.
I'm gonna call. I know some of these people. I'm going to call them and recommend that. Hey, Steve, thanks for being here. As always, good job.
Come back soon.
Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. We'll have him back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.